Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. A good Chodesh, a new month. Baruch Hashem, we're blessed. Chodesh Tov to all of us. Menachem of the month of a Nechama for all the Jewish people, specifically now during this time. Hashem will help the beginning of this month, as this month is a very, very, very special month of Nechama, of Yeshua, of Refuah, of all good things for Klal Yisrael, for Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanasunim, Batzoru, Bashivya, for all the hostages, for all the soldiers who need Refuas, who were hurt, for all the hostages who, Be'ezus Hashem, immediately will be released. And what we can do, what can we do? Sometimes it's so frustrating, like, what can we do? If you're serving in the army, and if you're involved, and if you're doing something practical, so it's a little bit easier to feel and to feel that you're doing something. But for us, what can we do? What can we do that we're sometimes we feel so far, we feel so disconnected. Everyone's talking about what's going to be with Iran and the world. We have to always go back to the basics and remember what life is about and how do we get through everything? How do we change? How do we make things better? And the answer is simple. The answer is Ein Hadavar Taloi Ela Bi, that it is all up to each individual. It's all up to each and every one of us. Im Ein Ani Li Mi Li, if I am not me, who is me? Which means that I have one responsibility. As we say, it's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is Meloshen Chidish, is Meloshen Chadashim, Labkarim Rabba Munasecha, newness, freshness, excitement, as we say every morning. Moda Ani Lefanecha, we thank Hashem when we're still in bed. I've said this pshat many times, where I've Baruch Hashem, I was blessed to think of this pshat. It's the only thing we're allowed to say when we're still tame, when we're still in bed. And what do we say? Rabba Emuna Secha. Emuna means when it's dark outside. Emuna means where I'm going through difficulties. Emuna means when I have my anxieties. Emuna means when I have my challenges. Emuna means that I'm going to make it through anyway. And the way to do that is by starting anew. The way to do that is to say, I failed 1,000 times. It doesn't matter that I failed. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday. It makes no difference what I've done. Chadash, new, fresh, chodesh, new. Doesn't matter what happened a minute ago. It doesn't matter what I've been, how many times I've messed up. Averas Meloshen Avar, my past. Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Menachem Av, is Meloshen, is the language of new. Rab Emuna Secha, how great is the Emuna that Hashem has in each and every one of us, that He wakes us up in the morning and that we're here. We all have a mission. And this goes to Bein Adol Lechaveiro. It's so, so strong. It's so, so strong for us to look at every other Yid. You know, when we look at another Jew and we see the negativity, we know Aleph Beis, we know that it's Kol HaPoisel, B'mumay Poisel. It's the sign we have up in Yeshiva under the picture of the Chavetz Chaim, that when I apostle somebody, when I look at somebody negative, I know it's my negativity. So when I look at someone and I don't have the faith in somebody that he has a mission, that he can renew himself, that he did tshuva, that he's going to do tshuva, it's all a projection. When I realize that I am a neshama, that's what we say, I'm a neshama, I'm a soul, and so too the person next to me is a soul, and Hashem has faith in him or her. Hashem is faith. What does faith mean? Emuna means emunascha baleilois, when things are difficult. So even when things are difficult for that person, how do I view that person? When that person is going through a hard time, when that person has his anger or their anxiety or their whatever they might have, when a person is going through a hard time, how do I look at that person? Not when things are going well, but how do I look at a person when they're in their darkness, when they're on their bed, tameh? How do I look at them? That's when we say, Rab Emuna Secha. Great is your faith in Klal Yisrael, in me, in me, in me. That's how we have to look at it. And when I look at me and I see that I have so much strength that overflows, that I see in other people that they have so much strength. And the beauty is to be a great investor. If you're investing in a person who is, his stock is already very high, big deal. So what, that everyone loves that person? So what? No, it's loving the person who is so down, who is so, you can't see. What's the godless of Rabbi Kalish? Why does everyone love Rabbi Kalish? Because Rabbi Kalish, I said this over when he's come to the yeshiva, because Rabbi, it's no great shakes to love someone when they're all, everything is great. That's so big deal. When everyone has their stuff together, no big deal. Of course you love them. I have faith in you. No, when you're able to see that the emuna in a yid, no matter how down they are, no matter how low they seem on the outside, to be able to see, that's what the tzaddikim are able to do. Why? Because they see that in themselves. They're not waiting for anything. They're not waiting for anything. They know that the power that a Jew has is to renew oneself, to become fresh. The only way we, the Jewish people, survive is because we compare ourselves to the moon. And the moon is always changing. It's dark outside. And we connect ourselves to the moon to realize that we will shine. We will get there. The chizik that I just want to say today is that there's Klal Yisrael as a whole. The Jewish people, at the end of the day, win. The Jewish people will be elevated. The Jewish people will kill their enemy. At the end, the enemy will fall. We have nothing to be afraid of. I want to say one nakuda in that. It starts with me. It starts with my little me, meaning my personal struggles, my personal wars that I might be hurt from, I might be down from. We need to learn to find the strength within ourselves, the Rabba Emunasecha. It starts from how we view ourselves, to say it doesn't matter that I'm down, doesn't matter that I've messed up, it doesn't matter tomorrow. It's not yesterday. It's today, it's now. As I've told many times, when guys, you know, they're 23 years old, they're 25 years old, they're 27 years old, or guys feel old, I tell them, pick an age. Pick whatever age you want to pick. If you could go back in time and pick an age to start all over your life and start all over, how would you live today if you were able to look at yourself like that? And especially as you get older, you'll see. If you're a little bit older, you'll say, oh, I wish I could be 18 again. And if you're 18, I don't know, you might say, I wish I could go back to high school again. I don't know what you would say. But if you're 18, 17, whatever age you are, you go back and you say, how would I live? I know I do it as I get older. I do it. I say, how would I live my life if I were 25 years old? How would I live my life if I started right now? What would I do every day? And when you think like that, that's newness, that's freshness, and you could break through anything. Hashem will help us all as individuals to really have that emuna in ourselves. As Reb Tzadik says, just like it's a mitzvah to have emuna in Hashem. You hear this? Just like it's emuna to have emuna in Hashem. Rab emuna secha, one shot means in Hashem. So too, Rab emuna secha, it's a mitzvah. Reb Tzadik HaKohen HaTzadik says, so too, you have to have emuna in yourself. And emuna in yourself is, doesn't matter what you've been through, how many times you've failed, you will get there. You will get there. Klal Yisrael will get there. And Klal Yisrael gets there when us as individuals, we look at ourselves and we say, we will make it through. We're going to make it through. Whatever you're struggling with, you will make it through. Hashem will help us, all of us. It should be an amazing month, an amazing today. Have a wonderful first day of the rest of your life.